إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our advances and the interpretations on how to pronounce the words of the Blessed Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral rulings that are behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which have impact in the sphere of its sentences, its formation and its sequences. If you could recall, we are still on the commentary regarding verse 189 of Surah Al-Baqarah, of which we are going to proceed on verse 90 from the chapter, of which the Almighty mentioned, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ and fight in the cause of God. الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ those who fight you. ولا تعتدوا but do not terrorize, do not cross limits. إن الله لا يحب المعتدين for surely God dislikes those who cross his limits. God dislikes the terrorists. The Almighty mentioned وقاتلوا في سبيل الله and fight in the cause of God, meaning fight according to the law. الذين يقاتلونكم those who fight you. If you want to engage into fight, if you want to fight, do not fight anybody. If you are allowed to fight whoever fight you, you can fight the person God. confide those people who piety previously. Do not initiate the fight. So ever that brought you a fight, then you have the right to self-defense. You need to defend your dignity. You need to save your body, your soul, your properties. You get it? So, this particular verse, explaining about the way to fight, if you want to fight. A fight is not a necessary act. It's not required. It's not recommended. But sometimes it can help you in order to stabilize some situations. Because if you could recall the previous verse, verse 189, has highlighted the keys to success. As far as the people would hearken towards those keys, they would be successful. But there would be other people aside that they would dislike them. They want those individuals, those particular people, to not be successful. There are people that they don't want your success. They don't want you to be successful. They may stand in the way, in your way to success. If that doesn't work, they may try to fight in order to draw you back. They become a kind of stumbling block. There would be a situation that some people would try to wage a war against you. You have the right, according to the law, to fight back. But that is peaceability according to the law. So this particular verse is given an awareness regarding a war. Even if you hearken towards the previous keys that we mentioned in verse 189, if you became educated, invest in education, you have good management strategy, you follow the law and order, you regulate your religious matters, your religious affairs, you comply to the law and order, we would develop a good infrastructure. You run all your matters based upon trust. You are moving on transparency, with transparency in your matters. So the more you are like this, there would be other people that they would be against that way of yours. They would be your opponents. They would oppose you. They don't want you to be successful. And you want success. And there is no any other alternative for you to succeed without solving their problem. You must solve their problem. Initially you knew that they dislike you, they don't want you to be successful. So how can you solve it? The ways we know of giving trust, complying to the law and order. You don't follow that. For example, So there will be a limit that you don't have any alternative than to kill Adam, as how the God, as how God the Almighty mentioned. So if you are to kill Adam away from your path of success, then in that regard, you need to follow the decalogue. فَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. I'm fighting the cause of God. Then according to the law, according to the divine, according to what God declared regarding the issue of law, الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ, those who fight you. Never fight anybody that did not fight you. Anybody that went a war against you, you have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to fight them. Where they go against such individuals or such people. Or that particular nation that went a war against your nation. For example, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. But do not cross limits. Do not terrorize. Not engage into terrorism. In Allah la yuhibbul mu'tadin. For God dislikes the terrorists. If you engage into terrorism, God has nothing to do with your actions. Did you break the law? So in this verse, we'll be able to understand that even a war has a law. Even a war has a law. Even in terms of law. So before going into the detailed explanation about this particular verse, let us do some kind of grammatical analysis and diagnosis to this particular verse. Let us do some analysis and grammatical diagnosis to the verse. The Almighty mentioned وَآتِي. That word that came, وَآتِي. That word that came is word is the inadvertent, as you know. It's just utilized for, that is for, preceding. In order to proceed, then the information is related to the previous one. Whatsoever the previous verse discuss of science, management, compliance with the law and order, infrastructural design, transparency, all those information also related to the upcoming one. So the upcoming one talks about a law, the law of war. In terms of war, if we can see in this time of ours, we experience this kind of scenarios. So the Almighty mentioned وَقَاتِلْ and fight, meaning that one is الْإِسْتِعْلَافِيَةِ for receiving, in order to proceed from the previous sentence. So meaning this particular sentence, would come in order to discuss about a particular matter which is related to the previous issues. قاتل. اسمين قاتلو is فيلو أمر وقاتلو قاتل. معنى قاتلو وقاتلو is فيلو أمر is a tense for command. It's a tense for command. You get it? So grammatically, you consider this fi'lu amr mabni ala hazf an-nun. It's supposed to be waqatiluna. So in a good way of expression, the noon can be erased and still the sentence would give completion. But this is with regards to ilm al-balagh. So that's the reason why what the Almighty mentioned was Ajin. Down, noon is erased. Originally, it should be waqatiluna. So here the God, way of revelation, is consistent with the eloquency of expression. So the woman that come, usually it's supposed to come after the noon. It was supposed to be qatilna, uqtulna, for example. So if the noon is erased and the word is attached, by waw, then that particular waw that come would be in the position of the subject. Waqatil, and fight, and you fight. Meaning in plural form. Meaning, this particular law is not only for a single person. It is for the community. It is for the entire humans. It is applicable to all the humans. Fi sabilillah, in the cause of God, is al-jab wal-majroor. Because fi is part of huruf al-jab. Jawab al-ismu from the basic of ilm al-nahm. Jawab al-ismu إذا سبقه أحد من حروف الآتية من وإلى وأن وعلى وفي واللام والباء. في is part of حروف الجر. في سبيل الله is complement and complementation, which are related to Iqtul. That is Iqtul. Qatil. That is Iqtul. Do you get it? So meaning, even if fi sabilillah is not mentioned, the information is complete. Grammatically, you know, even without a complement, without a subject complement, a phrase can give a sense, or the clause can give a sense, or the sentence can give a sense, but to be specific. In what you mean, you can add some complements. For suppose, God says, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ with adab wal majrur, fight in the cause of God. That is specific. Then you should fight according to the law. Fight in accordance to the law and order. If you want to get into war, then you must comply the law of Wu. You don't have to fight randomly. Even if you have a reason, then you must follow the law of Wu, the international law. It is applicable to all the humans. Do you get it? So also, the Almighty might wish to not attach the Al-Jab wal-Majroob. Even if the Al-Jab wal-Majroob, the complement is removed, is taken away, for example. The Almighty mentioned, وَقَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Fight doesn't fight you. It gives sense. But to be specific, he is a believer in the cause of God, according to the law. Do you get it? If you fight, does who fight you? That's what you're supposed to do. So are you righteous in that or not? You would be righteous on that if you do that according to the law. Do not forget the previous verse is talking about albir, righteousness. So in terms of war, if you wage a war against them, wage a war against you, that's what you're supposed to do as a human. Or as humans. But are you right in that or not? You would be righteous. If you comply, you obey the law, you follow the policies, you abide to the law of war, then in that case, in that kind of situation, you are right. There is no blame on you. That's why the world is the inadia was attached. Suppose if this particular one is not having any relationship with the previous information, has not any relationship with the previous information, with the previous one, the whole Islamia will not be attached. It will just be recited as قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ قَاتِلُوا سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَقَاتِلُوا. In order to proceed with the previous information. So meaning, you are to fight those who fight in the cause of God according to the law. So even if the Al-Jab wal-Majroob is not attached to the phrase waqatil, to that sentence waqatil, then in that regard, the fight, the war, is allowed. Do you get it? Because, according to the history, if you study the history, a war, a fight, it seems like a memorial in the humanity. In fact, The first generation of the humans experienced a conflict. There was a conflict between the first generation of humans, the children of Adam and Eve. Children of Adam and Eve, they had a conflict. What happened between Qabil and Habil? One time later, the life of the earth. Due to the woman that he proposed, and the Lord said no to that proposal, none of the marriage. It's أَغْبَى قُرْبَانَ وَقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَهْدِهِمْ وَلِمْ تَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. He said, I will kill you. But the second one, he replied, if you are to raise your hand to attack me, I will not attack you back. I just want you to carry the responsibility. That is the consequence. The repercussions, the penalties, my own mistakes and your own mistakes. So as for you, to be among the ignorant of the naked fire, be among the ignorant of hell. So you see, fighting originally is a mistake. Whether you are right on it or you are wrong on it, a war is a mistake in the livelihood of the humanity. But you can be righteous in that when you proceed in it according to the rule. When you find according to the law, meaning there is a legality in terms of a fight, in terms of a law. For example, so going back to the grammatical discussion, الذين يقاتلونكم دفعت لاسنة الذين يقاتلونكم الذين يقاتلونكم those who fight you. So الذين is اسم الموصول with this in a position of مفعول به in a position of object. And you are to do it. It would be silat al-mawsul. Al-mawsul is al-lazina. So similarly, it can be al-lazi yuqatilunakum or al-lazina yuqatilunakum. Meaning the rule is applied to each and everyone. It's applied to all the humans. الذين يقاتلونكم those who fight الذين يقاتلونكم the one that fight you. Because a leader of a particular nation fight you, wage a war against you. The rule is similar to the entire nation fighting your own nation. For example, if a leader in a community wage a war against another community, it is as if the entire community wage a war against the other community. For that is the reason why the sentence came in the position of al-mawsul, al-silat al-mawsul. So mean that is how it is. Whether it's an individual or group of individuals. The Almighty would mention وَلَا تَعْتَمِ and do not cross limits. If you want to engage into war, want to fight, want to engage into a combat, وَلَا تَعْتَمِ so do not cross limits. Yes, if you want to fight according to the law, you are righteous, but never cross limits. There is a certain stage that you should not cross. Do not terrorize. Do not change the war into terrorism, because a war, a fight can get transformed to brutality or a kind of terrorism, for example. So that warning that came in the second clause, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا and do not cross limits. That warning is عَاطِفَ the warning that came is عَاطِفَ, is conjecture. is conjunction and. We know an, alakin, and iza. All these are conjunction. You get it? Min wala ta'atil. And do not cross limit. Even if some people stand in your way to success, you want to become popular, and some people don't want that. They sit on your way. You want to clear them away. You should not cross limits. You get it? As how some of the people today are crossing limits in order to win. You don't have to cross limits if you want to win. Don't breach the law. Be in accordance with the law. It will be better. Otherwise, if you breach the law, while aiming to your goal, in that regard, after you win, you will be also punished. You will experience some penalties. So therefore, the door to war is open, but it is not widely open. There are rules and regulations. Fighting, conflict is becoming a human habit. It's something that is within the human civilization. But there are some regulations. If you want to fight, then you should not fight everyone. But we are going to discuss about the personalities, the individuals. That we should not fight even if someone initiated the war against you. There are rules and regulations. We should know about the law that the Almighty is talking about. The law of war. The story of the children of Adam, Qabil and Habil, highlight to us that a war is a mistake. A war is a mistake done by humans. But because it has so many consequences. Nobody denies that you may get into war for the sake of justice, for example. But you should know, in one way or the other, war is a mistake in humanity. Because someone may win and someone may lose. A loss of soul or a loss of properties or for dignities. In war, in a fight, you would be lost. So that means it is a mistake. But if you want to do something that is a mistake, originally, then do it in according to the law and order. It will decrease the casualties. It will decrease the cost. But if you avoid the law while doing something that is originally a mistake, then it may result into penalties. It may result into so many penalties. For as we know, whoever breaks the law will experience so many charges, so many penalties due to breaching of the law. There will be some civil penalties against the person, the people, or the nation that breaches the law. Sometimes even imprisonment. And you get imprisoned because you breach the law. Breaching a law can lead to probation, sanctioning. Initially, might be sanctioned due to breaching the law. Maybe breaching the international law, for example. Individually, a person can experience a kind of suspension. Even in the games, for example, the sport, the games, a person breaks a law. Such player of the game may experience a kind of suspension. May be given a yellow card, for example, a red card. You get it? And in the professional sector, possibly experience revocation of license due to what? The law breaching. Or a person will be charged, which may lead to payment of restitution. A person will pay a kind of restitution due to the breaking of law. This is a normal law. But in terms of international law, the law that is applicable to all humans, breaching that law is a great issue. That's the reason why the Almighty mentioned, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ with الجار والمجرور, with complement and complementation, meaning according to the law, not just randomly. This is God that recommends towards the fact. Yazan Billah, God is not crazy. He knew about the situation of humans. He knew the consequences. That's the reason why he said, according to the law. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. And also if you want to fight according to the law, you follow the law and order, you follow the regulations, then also you shouldn't cross the limit. You should not terrorize. You should not terrorize those who you are willing to fight. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Society mentioned, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. That one that came is a conjunction. تَعْتَدُوا is فعل مضارع. It's present continuous tense. And do not cross limit. And do not terrorize. But that particular tense, the present continuous tense, is majzum because lam al kam wala, and that lam that came is lam al nafiya. And this lam al nafiya can be lam al nafiya lil jins. Eradicating all such forms of brutality, all sort of terrorism. So this is the wisdom behind the aspiration. The Almighty utilize a conjunction. And the word of warning. You know, we have lam al-nahiyah, and we have lam al-nafiyah. So the first lam that came in the ayah is lam al-nahiyah. The second one, la hubb al-mu'talin, is lam al-nafiyah. There is lam al-nahiyah and there is lam al-nafiyah. Innahu la hubb al-mu'talin. Inna, for surely, أجمعنا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين إن الله لا يحب المعتدين إن الله لا يحب المعتدين Surely God dislikes the terrorists. God dislikes those who cross his limit. In your approach, don't cross limit. In your passion, don't cross limit. In your dressing, don't cross limit. In your activities, don't cross limit. In your manners, don't cross limits. And also, in a fight, do not cross the limits. So that particular tense, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, is مَجْزُومٌ بِلَا. That's how we consider it as فِي الْمُضَارِئُ مَجْزُومٌ بِلَا. فِي الْمُضَارِئُ مَجْزُومٌ. It is tied with the warning. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, and never you cross limit. Do not cross limit ever. Do not terrorize ever. Whatsoever happened to you, whatsoever you experience, do not cross limit. It is of your benefit. Otherwise, after the scenario, after that situation, after the war, even if you become victorious, you may experience some charges, sanctions, maybe capital punishment, for example. Because there are courts ahead that are dealing with this kind of issues. إن الله لا يحب المعتدين إن الله إن is an article you know from the basic of Arabic grammar from the basic of النحو إن الله surely the Almighty so we consider this statement as إن وسموه you know from the basic of النحو إن وأن وكأن ولكن وليت ولعل تلقوا على المبتدأ والخبر إن وأن وكأن ولكن وليت ولعل تدخل على المبتدأ والخبر فتنصب المبتدأ فيسمى اسمها وتنصب الخبر فيسمى خبرها. This is a theory from the basics of ilm al-nahw. I'm just taking it to the level of beginners, to the level of intermediate individuals, and also to the professional level as such. So in another way, inna was nawa is inna, and we know professionally is inna is harf al-nasb. Inna was nawa, inna Allah, surely God la yuhibbu al-muhtadin, does not lie the terrorist. Does not lie those who cross limit. We mention inna wa anna wa ka anna, walakinna wa layta wa la'alla. very, surely, could be, may, decide, might be, all this. Can enter into a subject or an object in a sentence. فتنصب مبتدا فيسمى اسمها فتنصب خبر فيسمى خبرها. So since that in the react to the word Allah, so grammatically it's been called إن واسمها. But theologically, reflection to the ilm al-tawheed and ilm al-aqeeda, you will not say inna wasmuha, because Allah is ism al-jalal. So Allah is not ism inna. Allah is ism al-rab, ism al-ma'bud. اسم لله عز وجل. اسم الله الأعظم. So grammatically he said إن واسمها. Suppose if another word come after إن. But the name Allah is the one that came after إن. So we say Allah اسم الجلالة. For example. يجلي grammatically we say إن واسمها. But theologically, we said inna is harfu nasbin wa tawkeedin. Allah is ismul jalala. Do you get it? I'm taking you to a professional mode of elaborations. But usually from the basics, whenever this kind of statement is mentioned, like inna al-mustada'atin, for example. Anywhere that come after inna would be considered as ismu inna. You get it? When in this regard, in terms of ilm al-i'rab, with regards to the ayat of the beloved Quran, so theologically, inna is referred to harf nasb wa tawkeel. Allah is ism al-jalal. This is the appropriate way. Instead of mentioning inna wasmuha. La yuhibbu al-mu'tadin. The lam that came is lam al-nafiyah. The previous one is lam al-nahiyah. As I mentioned earlier. And the times where la yuhibbu is fi'l mudari. You know, from the basics. الفعل المضارع هو كل فعل يدل على حصول عمل في زمن حاضر أو المستقبل فلا بد أن يسبقه أحد من حروف المضارعة حمزة نون ياء أنتاء بالجار. So present tense, فعل المضارع. فعل المضارع هو كل فعل. It's any tense. التي يدل على حصول عمل. Which showcases the happening of an action. في زمن حاضر in the present. أو المستقبل. أو المستقبل or in the future. ولا بد أن يسبقه أحد من حروف المضارع. And there is no way except one amongst the alphabet of the tense came prior to that particular action, which are حمزة نون ياء أنتاء. These are the حروف المضارع. we abbreviate the حروف المضارعة in a kind of mnemonic. We said أنيت for easy memorization. We spent so many years learning the basics of grammar. You get it? So many languages. A person learn the grammatical affair of the language. When any language has some grammatical point of view and theories with regards to the grammar, you cannot be perfect in a language without knowing the grammar. And that's the reason why you should give priorities to learning the grammar. Similarly, in terms of English language, you must know the grammar. You must know all those segments of the English grammar. A noun, pronoun, verb, adverb, adjective, conjunction, interjection, injunction, preposition, all this. Someone would be surprised. I mentioned injunction. Only person knows about conjunction and interjection. There is injunction also. There are complements. There are adverbs. There are adjuncts. You get it? So you have to explain مدارئ مرفوع. It must have dhamma because it is مرفوع. It must have رفع. That is dhamma. That's why it should be recited in حب. If you recite إن الله لا يحب المعتدين, it's a wrong way of recitation. You must recite إن الله لا يحب المعتدين because it is فعل مضارع مرفوع. So in that particular clause, we must have a subject for it to be a perfect clause. إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. لا يحب المعتدين. He don't like terrorists. He don't like those who cross limits. He don't like lawbreakers. Those who breaches the law. So there is a subject. What is an obscure one? The subject in the clause is going back to the ismu inna. And what is the ismu inna? Allah. So meaning, لا يحب المعتدين. He dislike those who crosses limit. لا يحب المعتدين. He dislike those who crosses limit. So who dislike? The one that dislike is the fa'il, the subject that came after inna. It would be the ismu inna. And the ismu inna is Allah. Inna Allah. Do you get it? So that so al-mu'tadin, the terrorists, the lawbreakers, the lawbreakers. Grammatically, it is maf'ul bihi. It is the object in the clause. So entirely the clause لا يحب المعتدين is خبر إن, as we know from the basic of grammar. فتنصب المبتدأ فيسمى اسمها وتنصب خبر فيسمى خبرها. تلاحظ المعتدين اسم خبر إن. You get it? is the explanation about the inna. You know inna and its associates. So on this. So meaning surely God dislike the lawbreakers. So here we take some brief elaborations regarding the grammatical points contained in the verse. One thing that we should know, this particular verse started with al-wawul isti'nan, an alphabet that showcases proceeds. I mentioned it is related with the previous verse. So the wawul And that came. It's not in the position of conjunction. Normally, if an comes, we consider it as conjunction, for example. But it works, or it functions as a proceeding. But the basic wisdom behind the use of an, it is indicating that rule is applied at a particular period of time. Because a fight, a war, a combat never happens always. Never happens. For example, it's not a constant habit. So meaning there is another law with regards to a war. But Almighty mentioned, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Those who fight with God, those who fight with and do not cross limits. For God is like the lawbreakers. For God is like the terrorists. One amongst the scholars of the Exodus, Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah al-Sa'idi, rahimahullah, mentioned in his book of Tafsir. If you take the book Taysir Kalim Rahman, في تفسير الكلام المنان, was how it has been known, تيسير كريم رحمن في تفسير الكلام المنان, in the first volume, page 89, he mentioned هذه الآيات تتضمن الأمر بالقتال. هذه الآية, this particular verse, but he mentioned هذه الآية, this verse, meaning the rule in this verse, the rule that came in this verse is not alone. It is related with the rules within the other verses. تتضمن الأمر بالقتال في سبيل الله. It comprises a war in the cause of God, meaning a war in accordance to the law, fighting in accordance to the law. وهذا كان بعد الهجرة إلى المدينة. And this had happened after the migration to Medina. You know what has happened to the Muslims before the Hijrah? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, when they were in the city of Mecca at then. They experienced so many problems of persecution, torture, murder, and confiscation of property, confiscation of their women. So many problems they experienced. They stand up. They were not able to stand that injustice. So for the sake of peace, they migrated to Medina. So after a while, the Almighty revealed this rule to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. So the scholars of Exodus, they said that in هذه الآية نزلت على المقاتلة على المقاتلة. This particular verse was revealed unto the combatants, unto the military. You get it? So all the rule that contained in this particular verse is to the military, is to the army, to the combatants, not for the common citizens. Do you get it? So whenever you listen from the information contained in this particular verse, you should be starting to the al-muqatilata. You get it? The combatants. This from the sign of the Mufassiri. So the rule that we are taking here is to the military. If you are a military, if you are a soldier, or a general, or any of the military work, you should know if you want to defend your nation, or your people, or your community against those that will go against you, or against your community, or against your nation. You should not do it randomly. You should do it according to the law, as how it was recommended to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. So Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Si'li, in his book of Tafsir, he said, لَمَّا قُوِيَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ لِلْقِتَالِ أَمَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. When the Muslims has the strength of fighting, then he recommended towards that. The wise is to see, do not risk a stick if you are not having the power or the strength to hold it. So likewise the Almighty, he did not reveal the law, that particular rule, to his prophet, and then unto the God is away that they are capable of standing for that. If your nation, your community, having the strength to stand for that, then they are righteous. If they follow in accordance with the law and order, in accordance with the law of rule, as he mentioned in the book of Tafsir, in his book of Tafsir, بعدما كانوا مأمورين بكف أيديهم. After they were commanded, they were recommended to abstain their hands from fighting, to not fight, to not wage a war against those that oppressed them. وفي تخصيص القتال في سبيل الله. And in the issue of that particular sentence which mentioned peace of Allah and the cause of God, he mentioned his standard in the book, Hassa al-Ikhlas. It's like God inspires towards piety, to fear God. Even if you have power against your enemies, fear God. Don't break the law. As we saw, they cross limits. Whenever they get power against their enemies, they rape their women. For example, they kill children, they kill women. Why they, according to the divine law, at any circumstance, in any circumstance, women are not to be killed. The elderly are not to be killed. The children are not to be killed or punished. So he mentioned, ونهي عن الاقتتال ونهي عن الاقتتال في الفتن بين المسلمين. And also that is indicating a warning against fighting in a tribulation that happened between the Muslims. If the believers, two groups of believers are fighting, you are not just to engage into that. It is their own cup of tea. They should resolve the problem between themselves. Do not support everyone. Do not support anyone in that. Not support anyone in that conflict. When طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما وإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتل التي تمضي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله. The two groups are fighting each other. You should resolve. You come up with a resolution between the two parties, between the two groups, between the two nations. But if one of the groups is the one that breaks the law and it oppresses the other one, then the Almighty mentioned, فَقَاتِلِ الَّتِي تَمْدِي حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَىٰ أَمْنِ اللَّهِ. Then it should be against the one that oppressed. The one that oppressed until it returned back to the law. حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَىٰ أَمْنِ اللَّهِ. Until it returned back to the matter of God. The God's matter, meaning the law. So if two nations are fighting each other, what the other nation should do is to call them on terms to settle the matter, to resolve the problem. If one hesitates, continue in that transgression, in that evil doing, by breaking the law, then all the other nations should unite and fight that particular law-breaker. That particular law-breaking nation or law-breaking party or law-breaking group until that particular nation get back to the matter of God, get back to the law until it comply to the law and order. So that, because the law which is related to conflict, war, it is a law that involves all the humans. Because any war has effect to the lives and the economy of all the humans. Whatsoever that happens from the north of the world, or from the south of the world, or from the west of the world, or from the east of the world, would have a negative effect to all the look and crime of the world. So that's the reason why they should be called to the table. So going back to the statement of Imam al-Sayyidi, he mentioned الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ, the statement of God, those who fight you, الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ, those who are fighting you, الَّذِينَ هُمْ مُسْتَعِدُونَ لِقِتَالِكُمْ, those who prepare, they prepare to fight you, وَهُمْ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ بِجَانِ, meaning those adults among men, غير الشيوخ الذين لا رأي لهم ولا قتال, beside the elderly, the unaged, individuals الذين لا رأي لهم ولا قتال, those who don't have any opinion, and they don't have any power to fight. The elders, do not oppress them. Do not attack the elders. And he further mentioned, والنهي عن الاعتداء, and warning against terrorism, يشمل أنواع الاعتداء كلها, يشمل أنواع الاعتداء كلها, it comprises all the forms of terrorism, من قتل من لا يقاتل, من قتل من لا يقاتل, of fighting never engage into that particular conflict, من النساء, of women, amongst the women, والمجانين, and the psychos, the mad people, a mad individual in the nation, in a community, has no any opinion, and whatsoever that is happening, should not be attacked. A mad person has no any opinion with regards to whatsoever that is happening in his or her community. والأطفال, and the children, they don't have the power of choice, so they are not to be attacked in any way. والغربان, and the religious people, people in the synagogue, in the churches, in the temple, in the mosques, are not to be attacked in any conflict, because their purpose is not a war, it's worshiping the Quran. When I hear him, what shall we see that will cut him? And similar to them, similar to the aforementioned individuals, but تمثيل بالقتل, he mentioned, and butchering those that were killed, they were killed who do not butcher their body parts, it's also part of terrorism, attacking women, raping women, attacking the mad people, mad individuals, those who have neurological problems, psychological disorders, should not be attacked, because they don't have the power of choice, they don't have any opinion whatsoever that is happening. When the war was waged against the other community, he had no any concern. It happened without their own consent. والأطفال, and children are not to be target, are not to be target, are not to be attacked. وقتل الحيوانات, and killing the animals. The animals are not to be killed. The domestic ones and the wild ones are not to be killed. The pets are not to be killed. وقطع الأشجار and cutting the trees. The trees, the habitats are not to be destroyed. Environment should not be destroyed. If that happens, then that is not a war, but rather a form of terrorism. If animals are killed, that is not a war, but rather a terrorism. If women are killed, that is nothing to do with war, but rather it is a clear form of terror. If children are killed, that is not a war, but rather is a form of terror. So any of these individuals, the women, the elderly, the people who have psychological disorders, the animals, as they are not involved in the combat, they are not to be attacked, they are not to be targeted. Otherwise, if they are targeted or attacked, then that particular act is an act of terror. So when he mentioned وَقَتِلْ أَشْجَارَ and cutting down the trees, the habitat, the environment, not harm the environment, not kill the elderly, not kill women, not kill children. ونهوها أيضا similar to لغير مصلحة تؤدي للمسلمين without any benefit that would get returned back to the believers. Not any, but rather a harm, for example. And most of the conflict, most of the war that we see in the 21st century has no much benefit to the nations. And still the nations are engaging into these problems, these mistakes. Not any return. Although we know economically there is what is termed as war economy. Allahu musta'an. All this are mistakes in humanity. عبد الرحمن بن ناصر الدين السعدي رحمه الله في منجل ومن الاعتداء أن فرض دا تيروريزم مقاتلة من تقبل منهم الجزية مقاتلة من تقبل منهم الجزية لكن does that the tax has been taken from them. They are given tax. They are paying the GST. So they are not to be killed. They are not to be targeted. They are not to be attacked. Or else that would be a clear terror. For in the Valley Kalai Jews, he said that is not legal. It is not legitimate. It is unlawful. To attack any person that feels the tax. They will feel the GST. For example, they are not to be attacked. Otherwise, if they are harmed, then that particular act is a clear act of terror, which is beyond the boundary of the law that the Almighty is talking about with regards to a war, with regards to a conflict, with regards to any problematic issue that will lead to killing or loss of life. So we know, according to the information in the verses of the Quran and the Hadith, on the terms contained in the law, the law of war. It's been known. For example, what people are going beyond that particular law. We know what part of what the law contains is that the use of our force must be in accordance to the initial law, according to what the people knew. Or for example, the use of the force, if necessary, it should be proportionate to achieve the military objectives. What are the objectives? What are the military objectives? To establish peace on land. So anything, if it leads to the establishment of peace, then that is part of the objective. So any force that will be applied in terms of conflict, in terms of war, should be in accordance to that. And also part of the law that the Almighty meant by peace of Elisa in the cause of God, that is the law of war, is that civilians and the civilians are civilian objects must be protected and not targeted. Civilians should not be targeted. Should be rather protected. And that's why even the ulama of the Tafasir, they said, هذه الآية نزلت للمقاتلة. It was revealed unto the military. And we know what has happened during the lifetime of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not on the citizens that go for that particular combat, but rather the military amongst the community. So civilians are property, are to be protected, not be targeted. And this is one of the rules, the key rule of the military, the soldiers, to try as much as possible to distinguish between civilians and enemies. If you want to engage into the war, if you want to attack, try as much as possible to distinguish between civilians and your enemies. To distinguish between the civilians and the combatants. The combatants. You are allowed only to target the combatants, target your enemies, that is the combatant, those who are fighting you. الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ, those who are fighting you, not civilians. And part of what the Rasulullah also mentioned, in that kind of situation, that prisoners of war must be treated humanely, must be treated with dignity. If you catch prisoners, you should treat them in a human manner, in a humanity mode of manner. Should be treated humanely. With dignity. Don't humiliate the prisoners. There was even a time that an ayah was given to the Rasulullah that he should not take prisoners. وكان للنبي أن يكون له أسرى حتى يسكن في الأرض. تريدون أرض الدنيا والله يريد الآخرة. إلى كتاب إن الله سبق لمسكم فيما أخذتم عذاب أليم. درس فتلى باسس في سورة الأنفال. So, and so besides that, you know, there was a time when the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam sent a particular military to an expedition. He clarified to them. He addressed them regarding the law of war. All those matters were explained to them. Even with regards to the use of weapons. The use of weapons which cause unnecessary suffering or have indiscriminate effect is also not allowed, it is prohibited. Religiously and likewise even in accordance with the law that we have to do. Any weapon that causes unnecessary suffering, like the use of chemical weapons, biological weapons, and the nuclear weapons, all these are prohibited. All these are prohibited. It is legitimate and religious. And likewise, the destruction of cultural heritage, sites like the museums and other protected properties is also not allowed in terms of war. Like the place of worship, as how Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir ibn al-Sa'idi mentioned, Rahimahullah, those put in the temple, in the synagogue, in the churches, in the mosques are not to be attacked. And there is also another one. It happened during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A particular child came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to the Rasul. He went to the Prophet. He said, I want to follow you in war. I want to follow you in this war. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Not now. Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized the age of the boy. He's a child. He was not a soldier. So the Rasulullah did not include that particular boy in the combat. So the age of children as soldiers is also not allowed. It's part of the peaceability, part of the law. Life rights, medical personnel, the clinicians, the health workers, the health facilities, hospitals, clinics, healthcare centers, and transport medium, any medical transport medium like the buses. Like the emergency buses are not to be attacked, are not to be targeted, must be respected and in fact protected. And part of the law only the parties engaged in that fatwa must allow and access for humanitarian relief. Must allow humanitarian individuals to have an access to provide assistance to civilians who are in need of support. So many of these elaborations we found in the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the information contained in other verses. So due to time limitation, inshallah we are going to have a full stop here, and you will proceed with the exegesis tomorrow regarding the information contained in this particular verse. We know in terms of conflict, in terms of war, there are people that are willing to.